When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. On the line right now with me is Cordell Hudson out of Largo, Florida, defensive back in the 2014 recruiting class for Syracuse University. Cordell and I started talking over a year ago, and we were talking about a lot of different teams, none of which was Syracuse University, and both kind of had a good laugh when Syracuse came in and he ends up going to Syracuse after us having a conversation about all the other teams that started to be on that radar in the beginning. And so it's funny how things kind of work out, and Cordell is back here on the line with me, and I'm happy to have him back. Cordell, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. And Cordell, first and foremost, I want to talk to you about something that you brought up off the air here before we talk about football, and that's the fact that you are a teenager working in a nursing home, and I want to ask you kind of how that all got started for you and what made that decision, if that was your choice to go and help out at a nursing home.
Well, first, my sister, it was actually her first job when she was in high school. So when I started looking for a job when I was a sophomore, my mom made me get a job, so I started looking for a job. My first thought was going here because it's like it's really close to the vicinity is good, and I know that they're a good place because I've had some friends that work there too. And when I first started working there, my friend is actually the one that got me the job. But at first, I thought it was gonna be like a hard job, you know, because you're working with old people. But I'm not gonna lie, it's kind of a hard job, but it's real fun, you know, working with old people and making them smile.
Having this job, like you said, it was your sister's first job, and you had friends that worked there. But what inside of you made you want to work at a nursing home? Because obviously, if you personally don't want to do it, then, you know, that's not a place you were going to look. So what made this a realistic thing for you? What makes you want to help people that are elderly and need some care?
What we do is we fix their food, take them, like, snacks out, like, before they get their dinner and stuff. And then we have to clean up their dining areas. But, so every now and then, the residents, they'll give you attitudes or something like that. But like, what they're going through is a lot. So you just have to, like, brush it off, keep a smile on their face, and try to put a smile on their face.
What inspired you to do this, Cordell? What made you want to take a job like this? Because with your sister and your friends being involved, obviously you didn't have to do this as well, but what made you want to help out the elderly?
Just wanted to make a difference and, you know, help people out because, you know, I could be working somewhere like a fast food restaurant and easily and just be working an easier job, but, you know, it's a real experience being able to help other people that are in need.
Has anybody at the nursing home taught you anything, and if so, what have they taught you?
I guess it would be just to, you know, enjoy life because a lot of times you see the residents and stuff and you see like how like sad they are or depressed they are. A lot of times they're really sick and stuff. So I guess the main moral or lesson I'm learning is just enjoy your family and enjoy life because a lot of times the residents don't get visits from family members and stuff. They're just there, you know.
How does this help you with going to Syracuse and being part of the football team and being on the campus? You know, how does this kind of being the family for a lot of these people at the nursing home, how does that help you to be a good football player, a good student, and a good friend?
Well, I think it helps me a lot out with, you know, being a good person and being willing to help people, you know, especially when it's needed. But, and at my job, too, it helps with the team skills, like working with the team because in the dining hall, you know, it's a lot of work. And if we don't work together, then the kitchen's not going to run right, or we're not going to get the residents their food out on time, or something's just going to go wrong. So, you know, we got to work as a team and cooperate with each other.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Hey, are you between the ages of 16 and 24? Do you ever have the feeling that your life is amounting to nothing? I mean nothing. No job, no education, no prospects, no hope. Well, you ought to think about Job Corps. Job Corps is a program that will give you an education and training and a skill so you can get a career and feel excellent. Excellent about yourself, so you can start earning money. Job Corps also gives you a place to live and food while you're studying. Don't think you can afford it? Well, Job Corps costs you nothing. A program to help people just like you. Learn auto, healthcare, computer tech, you name it. So don't just sit there.
Call 315-478-5529 now. Orientations are held weekly at their downtown admissions office. Call now, 315-478-5529. With Job Corps, success lasts a lifetime.
We're back here on Wake Up Call with Dan Satora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. And before we head back to the line to continue, I would like to thank Borio's Restaurant on 8891 McDonald's Parkway. That's MCDONNELLS, McDonald's Parkway. 8891 McDonald's Parkway, Borio's Restaurant, overlooking Oneida Lake. They are open Tuesday through Sunday and your place to be for all seasons. Sit outside and overlook the beautiful Oneida Lake on the patio while you have fresh seafood. And get this, folks, the food is prepared for you in-house. It's not something that's prepared somewhere else and then just getting shipped over. Borio's prepares the food for you right there at the restaurant from their chef, Tony, and their entire staff, all the owners, there with you, working in the kitchen, helping seat tables, going to the bar. This is the type of company that I like having with Dan Satora Broadcast Media because of the fact that the owners are right there in the thick of things, in the mix, caring about their business and showing it by talking with you face-to-face every single time you go in there. The owners are somewhere helping out Borio's to make it truly a memorable experience in a very positive way. You can call them at 315-699-2249. That's 315-699-2249. And go visit them at 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York, overlooking Oneida Lake. Don't miss out on the opportunity to eat out on the patio, enjoy your seafood, and have a romantic evening, a family night out, or catch up with your friends, as well as plan your bridal shower, family reunions, and so much more with their banquet rooms that they also have right there on the water at Borio's Restaurant. And also make sure that you stay tuned to the special opportunities you'll have through Dan Satora Broadcast Media to meet Adrian Autry and Rob Drummond. Syracuse basketball and Syracuse football being talked about all year round from Borio's through Dan Satora Broadcast Media. Stay close to WakeUpCallDT.com as well as Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT and on Twitter at CallDT, that's CALLDT, to find out when you can talk Syracuse basketball and football with us from Borio's at 8891 McDonald's Parkway, overlooking Oneida Lake. Heading back to the line with Cordell Hudson out of Largo High School in Largo, Florida, now with the Syracuse Orange in for the 2014 incoming Syracuse Orange football class. And here with me now on Wake Up Call with Dan Satora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. Now, does the coaching staff at Syracuse know that you have this job, or is this something that they don't know?
Yeah, I actually talked to Coach Reed about it, and Coach Schaefer and Coach Leskin. They all threw them back for me. We talked.
What did they have to say about you having this job?
I remember Coach Schaefer, he was kind of surprised about it, you know, because it was like, well, not a lot of kids want to work in a nursing home because it's not really like a fun job, but he was just telling me it's a really good thing that I'm working there, and he said he's very excited to have me up there because he thinks I'm a good person.
Now, taking the trip up to Orlando, would you go to Disney World? Would you just kind of hang out in Orlando? What would you want to do up there?
Yeah, we'd probably get a hotel, go to all the theme parks like Islands of Adventure and Disney World, Universal Studios, all that.
Now, how often do you get to do something like that, Cordell? I mean, do you frequent going up to Disney and going to, you know, Universal Studios, or is this something that you don't get to do a lot?
Yeah, I can't even really tell you how many times I've been to Orlando, been to Universal Studios and stuff. Like, I've been a lot. It's crazy.
What's your favorite ride at Universal Studios?
I would have to say probably the Hulk.
Now, why the Hulk? What makes that your favorite?
It's just crazy. Like, when you go up and down, it's just amazing. I mean, it's just like all roller coasters, but that one's just the best at Universal.
Now, have you had an opportunity to go on the Spider-Man ride at Universal?
I think I have.
Now, as far as that, that's a little bit different. It's not your roller coaster ride. It's your 3D kind of move you around type of ride. But, I mean, do you like rides like that, or are you more of a roller coaster guy?
Yeah, those are pretty cool, like the simulation rides. Those are pretty cool. But you got to make sure you're paying attention and stuff to actually, you know, enjoy the...
What about Transformers? Have you had a chance to go on that ride since it opened?
No, I don't think I have.
So you go out there. Now I've been there recently. I've been to Islands of Adventure and also to Universal Studios. And there's that one roller coaster, I think it's called the Rocket, where you get to pick your own music, and then you literally go directly straight up before they drop you. Have you been on that ride? And if you have, what song did you choose?
You said that's a ride where you go like straight up and then you just drop.
Yeah, the it's called Rocket or something like that.
I don't know. I think I might have been on it, but I've been on a ride like that before. If I haven't been on that, I think I have. Like, where you just go straight up and then you just drop.
Now, Cordell, if you could go on a ride and choose your music like you get to do with that Rocket ride at Universal, if you could choose any song to play when you're at a theme park, any theme park, what song would you play?
All right, it's going to be J. Cole because he's my favorite artist. So what song do I want to play by J. Cole on that ride? It can't be a sad song. Gotta be a hype song. So probably either Lights Please or Mr. Nice Watch.
So J. Cole would be at your theme park going out over all the speakers.
Yeah.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel. The best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image. Creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com. That's DreisSig Apparel.com. You have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. DreisSig Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's DreisSig Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. I can take that and enhance that for you. Make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors always in stock on fanhands.com, and all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice from buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. Want to give a special thanks once again to who you just heard from of the Dan Tatora Broadcast Media family. That's Dreisig Apparel at DreisigApparel.com, DreisSig Apparel.com. Head there for your business, your team, your event, whatever you have going on where you want to look professional for your large group of people, whether you're doing a breast cancer walk, you're doing a golf tournament for your business, or you're just looking for t-shirts, polos for your business, you need to go to DreisigApparel.com, helping to outfit you the way that you want to be outfitted. When it comes to looking good and feeling good in the clothes that you're wearing, you can help design your future with DreisigApparel.com, DreisSig Apparel.com. Also, FanHands.com that you heard from, with 11 different colors, always in stock on FanHands.com. Find your favorite team's color and start clapping today. FanHands.com, the universal language of a fan, is clapping your hands. Do it better, stronger, louder than you've ever done it before. The true fan experience starts with Fan Hands, found at fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. And for Honda City, just a short trip out of the city of Syracuse, Honda City, found on 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard in Liverpool. That's 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard in Liverpool, New York. You could find the next vehicle that you're going to be taking your family out, your significant other, your buddies, your girlfriends, or just a drive yourself. Get your next vehicle at Honda City. I did that. I trust Honda City. That's why I've not only gone to them this time, but we went to them before. Honda City is where my family has gone for years, and it's where I just got my very own vehicle, my first vehicle that's all me. And I thank Honda City for bringing me through the process and giving me the opportunity to find what I want, treating me as a person, and helping me to feel comfortable when I drove my car off the lot. And now every morning that I wake up, I smile when I see my... When I leave the mall and I go outside and I look at my car, I smile when I see that car. I really do. I love the color. I love the look of it. I love the way that it feels. So Honda City helped me to smile when I look at my vehicle, not to dread having to drive home, not to dread the fact that, oh, I got this vehicle and this and that. I love my car, and I thank Honda City for helping me to be able to make that honest statement. You know me. I don't lie to you. I tell you the truth. I tell you how I feel. And when it comes to my car, trust me, I've had good experiences, and I've had the not-so-great experiences. But this car that I got from Honda City, I love it. Find the car that you can fall in love with today at Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard in Liverpool, New York. That's 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard in Liverpool, New York. And you can also shop for your next vehicle to fall in love with at CuseHonda.com. That's C-U-S-E-H-O-N-D-A.com.
Heading back to the line with Cordell Hudson out of Largo High School in Largo, Florida. Now with the Syracuse Orange in for the 2014 incoming Syracuse Orange football class. And here with me now on Wake Up Call with Dan Satora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. So Disney World, before we get back on the field here, what's your favorite thing to do when you're over at Disney? A little bit different. Well, not too different of a rides, but what do you like to do when you're out at Disney?
I haven't been in Disney in a little minute, like since I was younger. But I guess my favorite thing was like going in the castle and stuff. You know, looking at the scenery and stuff. And like they have a lot of, like you said, they have like a lot of rides where they have like a lot of simulation things. And I know they have this Aladdin simulation ride thing that they have there. I like that. That's pretty cool.
So if you could go there right now, and like you said, you want to take a trip, what character would you want to take a picture with? I know you're a football player, but listen, everybody's got a favorite. Everyone's got a character down in Disney, even the toughest, baddest football players. So who's your favorite Disney character?
Probably Jack Sparrow. Right, the
character. So you basically picked the manliest Disney character. So I can respect you for that, Cordell. I can respect you for that.
Yeah.
So let's get onto the field here and focusing on Syracuse, looking at what's coming. What are you most excited for getting to Syracuse University? What are you most looking forward to?
Getting in the weight room, getting with the team, getting the workouts in.
Have you kept in touch with anybody that's up at campus? You know, have you talked to any of the coaches or the players as they go through spring practice?
Yeah, I talked to Coach Reed, like, I think the first day of spring practice. He said it went pretty good. I talked to Darrell Eskridge on Twitter and asked him how practice was going and stuff.
What did Coach Reed have to say to you as far as practice and kind of where you fit in? Has he told you in the fall how he sees you as a true freshman?
Yeah, he told me that it's looking right now that they're going to most likely need one of those freshman DBs to step up and give some early playing time.
As far as what position that would be at, is that a cornerback position or a safety position that he had talked to you about needing some help at?
He said it's either going to be corner or like a back.
How comfortable are you? I know obviously playing corner that you can go out there and play that game, but in the nickelback position, how comfortable are you there?
I'm pretty comfortable at it because in 7-on-7, that's mostly what I play with nickel.
And what would you say, Cordell, is the biggest difference between the two for you from corner to nickel? What are the biggest differences to those two positions when you're out there on the field and trying to make sure you're making the right plays on defense?
Well, at cornerback, you have the sideline as your friend the majority of the time. And at nickel, is basically, you know, they can really run anywhere. And there's a lot of different kind of routes that inside receivers run that outside receivers don't.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or ice milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelanche, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Hey, are you between the ages of 16 and 24? Do you ever have the feeling that your life is amounting to nothing? I mean nothing. No job, no education, no prospects, no hope? Well, you ought to think about Job Corps. Job Corps is a program that will give you an education and training and a skill so you can get a career and feel excellent. Excellent about yourself, so you can start earning money. Job Corps also gives you a place to live and food while you're studying. Don't think you can afford it? Well, Job Corps costs you nothing. A program to help people just like you. Learn auto, healthcare, computer tech, you name it. So don't just sit there.
Call 315-478-5529 now. Orientations are held weekly at their downtown admissions office. Call now, 315-478-5529. With Job Corps, success lasts a lifetime.
Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Satora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop.
would like to give a special thanks to who you just heard from in the Dance Tour broadcast media family, that being Job Corps. Job Corps in Syracuse, helping you out ages 16 to 24. If you need that direction in your life, looking for that job, needing some type of education to help you make that next step. If you're missing a component or just feel that the way that you're going isn't the way that you want to go and you're between the ages of 16 and 24, make the decision to take the next step in your life in the positive direction. Let that next step for you be towards something special, something good, and call 315-478-5529 right now. That's 315-478-5529. With Orientations Weekly, Job Corps in Syracuse is looking to help you by calling 315-478-5529. You can take your next positive step in your life today. I also want to give a special thanks to Giovanni's on 3709 Brewerton Road in North Syracuse, New York. Whether it's your prom, your wedding, any special event that you're going to, an opening for your art gallery, whatever it may be, when it comes to something special in your life, you want to look good. You want to look back on those pictures and say, yeah, that's me. And so when it comes to looking good and feeling good, choose Giovanni's. That's who I chose for my tuxedo and all my groomsmen's tuxedos, as well as my father-in-law for my wedding. I went to Giovanni's on 3709 Brewerton Road in North Syracuse, New York, minutes from the Syracuse airport. So if you're a groomsman coming into town or a groom that's coming into town, maybe you're out of town and getting married here and looking for a place right by the highway as well, centrally located in so many different ways for you, 3709 Brewerton Road in North Syracuse, New York. Giovanni's, helping every man look like a gentleman, including myself, for my wedding. Call them now to set up an appointment at 315-455-8729. That's 315-455-8729. Or stop in to Giovanni's on 3709 Brewerton Road in North Syracuse, New York, today.
Heading back to the line with Cordell Hudson out of Largo High School in Largo, Florida. Now with the Syracuse Orange in for the 2014 incoming Syracuse Orange football class. And here with me now on Wake Up Call with Dan Satora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. So as far as where you were playing in your last high school season to where you are right now, what have you really tried to work on as you get ready for Syracuse? What's kind of been on your regimen to make sure that you're doing before you get to Syracuse?
I've been doing a lot of footwork to get my feet right, you know. Because that's your number one thing as a DB, your feet. Because if your feet aren't there, you're not doing so. And then also is man skills, because I know we're going to be running a lot of man, so I've got to get that down pat.
Has Coach Reed given you any kind of tips or a workout regimen that he wanted you to do? Did he give you anything specific?
He didn't give me a workout regimen, but we got our workout plan, and I've been listening on that.
So what is your workout plan entailed for you? What has it really asked you to do so far?
Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Friday is like a lack of things, but Monday and Wednesday is like a heavy upper body. Tuesday and Thursday, like legs, and then there's always like conditioning.
Is it like what you've had before, or is this workout more intense for you?
Yeah, it's pretty much similar to the workouts that we did in high school, but just a couple of differences. But I'm pretty sure like once I get up there, it's gonna pick up.
Now, with you, Cordell, what can fans expect to see from you when you get up there in the fall and you start practicing? What should fans look out for when it comes to Cordell Hudson?
100%. You know, every practice, I try to go hard and give it my all, because, you know, you never know when it's your last time playing, so I want to enjoy every moment of it.
And lastly, for you, I know you got a chance to look at those jerseys before they were unveiled to the fans. But let's go down the line from the blue jersey at home, the white away jersey, and the alternate gray. Which one is your favorite?
The all-white.
Now, why the all-white? What do you like about that?
I don't know. I just always like all-white uniforms. I think it looks cool. and I like the way the orange, like the white and orange helmet is, like with the orange S's. I like that. It's pretty hot.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With FanHands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on FanHands.com. That's FanHands.com. I can take that and enhance that for you. Make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on FanHands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. FanHands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on FanHands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory, FanHands.com. That's FanHands.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Satora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. On the line in this special opportunity through Wake Up Call with Dan Satora, you're listening to running back Deltron Sands out of St. Thomas Aquinas High School in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, in the 2015 incoming class for college football. Before we head back to the line to Deltron, I would like to give a special thanks to Carvel DeWitt, who you've heard throughout the show, located on 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, New York, minutes from Syracuse University. It's the longest-standing Carvel franchise in the nation and the only place that you can get the Wake Up Call Sunday, which comes with chocolate, vanilla, or soft-serve Carvel ice cream, that phenomenal flavor that you've had for years at Carvel DeWitt. Is now inside the Wake Up Call Sunday. You choose chocolate, vanilla, or a twist. Topped off with cookie dough pieces, caramel swirl, whipped cream, and a cherry. And for those of you counting calories, you can get the new Carvel Light chocolate, vanilla, or a twist for the Wake Up Call Sunday. So Carvel Light giving you less calories per ounce and still giving you the opportunity to have the Wake Up Call Sunday in the only location anywhere in the world that it can be found. 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, New York, right at the end of Erie Boulevard, Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like. And, of course, for all of your other favorites, your traditional sundaes to the flying saucers, to Cookie Puss and all the ice cream cakes, and to personalizing an ice cream cake, Carvel DeWitt is the place to go. Open 7 days a week, all year round. Every season is Carvel DeWitt season. 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, New York. I would also like to give a special thanks to Deborah Crossman, who's asking you to take yourself seriously. And I know that if for those of you that have never been to a psychic or heard about it but have never wanted to go, you think that it's this crystal ball and somebody tells you something and maybe it happens, maybe it doesn't. They're trying to help you out, but maybe you don't buy into it. And I knew that growing up. I didn't buy into the whole crystal ball and telling me all these things that I saw on television is what a psychic is. And then I met Deborah Crossman, who uses her abilities as a psychic medium, as well as a motivator and a hypnotherapist, to help you in your life. What she sees through the talents that she has are not meant to simply be this stereotypical version of a psychic. It's really not meant to be that at all. What Deborah Crossman does is reach out to you into your life, whether she has ever met you before or not, whether you've ever come in for a reading or not, and in that moment to talk to you about how you can help yourself have a better life, how you could take yourself seriously in making the next move. I went to Deborah Crossman. She's the only person that's ever done a reading on me. And coming out of it, I felt good. I got to hear about my grandfathers that passed away. I got to hear about relationships that I have in my life, others' relationships. I got to catch a glimpse of the things that I hope for in my future. And also to look back on my past. And I really learned something that day. I learned that Deborah Crossman isn't your typical psychic. She's not the psychic that people have wanted you to believe in stereotypes. What Deborah Crossman is a motivator of the soul, who gives you an opportunity to try something different, a different avenue in looking at your life. I definitely think that it's a great opportunity and a unique opportunity, and that's why Deborah Crossman is part of the Dan Totoro broadcast media team. Give her an opportunity to speak with you by calling her to set up a reading right now. 315-247-9088. That's 315-247-9088. And to find out the other things that Deborah does besides readings, or to get in touch with her simply by email for a reading, go to debbyc1953@hotmail.com. That's D-E-B-B, the letter C, 1953@hotmail.com. By phone and by email, get out to Deborah Crossman and start taking yourself seriously. You definitely can't hurt you to have the opportunity to see things from a different angle, something that I appreciate that Deborah helped me to do and continues to help me to do. I want to give a special thanks to DreisigLady.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Lady.com. When it comes to feeling good and looking good for the woman in your life and for all the women listening, DreisigLady.com is fit for every woman, changing with you without you having to change. Whether it's the relaxed fit, bamboo line, or if you're looking for something when you're going out for a run or going to the gym that has more of that athletic feel to it, DreisigLady.com is fit for every woman, whatever you're doing throughout your day, to help you feel comfortable in what you're wearing. As we know that you're busy, DreisigLady.com helps you with your schedule to feel good doing it. DreisigLady.com. Head there now. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Lady.com.
Heading back to the line with Cordell Hudson out of Largo High School in Largo, Florida, now with the Syracuse Orange in for the 2014 incoming Syracuse Orange football class. And here with me now on Wake Up Call with Dan Totoro on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. As far as the home jersey, the blue one and the alternate, if you had a choice, because we know that white's your favorite, if you had a choice between the blue and the alternate and white wasn't available, which one would you want to wear and why?
Probably the blue and orange, because it's more traditional, kind of because of the colors. I mean, the gray looks good, but I like the contrast of navy blue and orange.
And you got to see these jerseys a while back. You had the opportunity to see them, and you weren't allowed to say anything about them. How difficult was that for you to have to keep that quiet?
It was pretty difficult. You know, I wanted to tell all my friends and stuff about the new jerseys we were getting and brag and stuff, but I did it, and now everybody gets to see how cool they are, and they'll get to see me in them next year, or this year.
Now, if Syracuse right now, if they were recruiting you, let's say you weren't on the team, you hadn't signed, and they were recruiting you in this moment, would the jerseys that they just came out with, would they play a role for you? Would the jerseys help you to make a decision to go to Syracuse? Do you think they really hold weight with getting you to go to a school?
No, not really, because if uniforms had anything to do with my decision, I probably wouldn't have went to Syracuse, because I'm pretty sure there are other schools that had better uniforms that I had offers from. So, no, uniforms wouldn't play a role.
Well, I appreciate that, and I truly appreciate your time, Cordell. We got to talk about a lot of different things, and you know, first and foremost, talking about the job that you have at the nursing home, which you know that I told you I respect you for that absolutely. And you and I have been on this road for over a year that we've gotten to talk about this whole process, and I look forward to the opportunity of getting to meet you up here, and I appreciate you taking some time with me on the show and getting back in touch with the fans. I truly appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, I'll talk to you soon, Cordell, okay?
All right, bye.
Thank you for listening in on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and so much more. Become a member free right here on WakeUpCallDT.com on the top of the homepage, and keep up with me on Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT. That's Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT. And on Twitter, @CallDT, CALLDT. That's CALLDT. God bless, and I'll talk to you very soon.